If you ever have to do this, something has gone horribly wrong. This is a sheared off bolt and I've drilled into it and I have a screw extractor here and we're gonna hopefully try to extract this bolt. Oop, wrong way. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Nice. All right. Mission accomplished.
Welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Thursday, January 11th, 2024. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And the interview for you coming up, you're going to love this one, is the combination interview with Drs. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Ed Group, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. And these four, I mean, they're extraordinary people individually. Together, it's like, I don't know, it's like the natural health Avengers or something. They represent so much knowledge and passion about helping people heal. We've got an interview with them, and then you can sign up right now for the free educational course by these four. And you can sign up at brightu.com. That's the word bright and the letter u.com. That's like Brighton University. It's called Healing for the Ages. It begins streaming Saturday, January 20th. So coming up in just about 9 days, looks like. So January 20th, yeah. And one episode streams each day. It's free to watch with the optional purchase of downloads or digital downloads or other bonuses, which does help support this platform and it helps support this group of doctors as well, if you choose to purchase, but that's completely optional, up to you. In any case, the interview is completely free of charge and the interview is coming up here today, so you don't want to miss that. Now, one of the doctors in this space, alternative media, who has been on my mind recently is Dr. Rashid Buttar. As you know, Dr. Buttar is no longer with us. He passed away last year. And I'm not going to get into the circumstances. I know a lot of people have different theories and analysis of his death. But did you know that Dr. Buttar was a Muslim? And I think most people knew that. Dr. Rashid Buttar has never been one to hide his faith. And, you know, all of us in the health freedom movement, we embraced Dr. Buttar because of his love for humanity. And in no case, not that I ever saw, did any of us ever discriminate against him or shut him out because of his religion, because that would be absurd. We believe in freedom of religion, just as we believe in health freedom, or the freedom to choose what you want to eat, or the freedom to grow your own food, for that matter, right? We believe in freedom and the freedom to speak. And so Dr. Rashid Buttar, I wonder what he would say today about the situation in the Middle East. Because Dr. Buttar was a healer at heart. He wanted humanity to heal. A big part of his mission was to end human suffering. And that's one of the reasons why he was so loved across the board, for that passion and that drive to help spread love and healing across the planet to anyone who would receive it, regardless of whether they were Muslim or Christian or Jew or Sikh or Buddhist or what have you, or agnostic or atheist. I mean, it none of that stopped Dr. Buttar from wanting to teach people how to heal. And that message is really, really important for us today, especially in the context of what's happening in the Middle East. And because of this, I have something really special to share with you today. Something that came up on my radar because of my work in artificial intelligence. As you know, I'm working on a project. Well, my organization is doing a large project to encapsulate natural health and nutritional knowledge into a large language model. In other words, a chatbot that we'll be releasing free of charge, open source. End of March is the current target date for that release. And you'll be able to download it for free. You'll be able to run it locally and you'll be able to chat with it and query it on questions about, hey, what nutrients are in these plants? And, you know, a lot of things like that. So as I was working in this realm, it came up on my radar that the artificial intelligence tools available to us now are so remarkably advanced, especially in the text-to-speech arena, and also voice cloning, that there now exists technology to take my voice, what you're hearing here right now, and to automatically translate it and restate it in another language. It could be Espanol, it could be Mandarin Chinese. I actually tested that, and I listened to it, and I was like, that's really funny, because it's totally mainland China, Chinese Mandarin. It's not the way I would speak Chinese, because I learned Chinese in Taiwan, and so I speak it more Taiwan style, but when I used the tool, it was like, it was making me sound like I was speaking Chinese from mainland China. I thought that's pretty funny, but you can choose any target language you want. And so I looked at the list and I saw that it includes Arabic. I immediately thought, this is awesome. I can get a message out in Arabic. You know, a message of peace and unity for humanity. And what could be more important right now than to use these AI tools to help spread a message of peace and unity for humanity? And so I decided that I'm going to do that right here for you today as an experiment. I'm going to record a segment here that you will hear in English, but I'll also release that in Arabic. And it's going to be Arabic that sounds like me, although, of course, I don't speak Arabic other than, you know, common greetings, salam alaikum, you know, and whatever common words that you should probably know in lots of different languages, like ni hao, you know, and hola, como esta, you know. It's good to know a lot of greetings in a lot of languages. But beyond that, I don't speak Arabic, but you're going to hear, if you go to that other video, which will be posted separately, you're going to hear me speaking in Arabic with an automatic translation of what I'm about to record here for this upcoming special segment. So this is going to be not a written statement, but rather just kind of a free flow thought about what I think as an American Christian and wanting to see peace in our world and understanding that Muslim Americans especially are in a very unique position right now because they may tip the election of 2024 against the Democrats. Because, you know, Joe Biden is being called Genocide Joe, especially by Muslims. And Muslims are realizing that the Democrats have betrayed them, just as many Christians are realizing that the Democrats have betrayed them as well. Now, the Democrats are all good with the Zionists, but not good with almost anybody else. The Democrats will eventually betray you, just as Joe Biden has become Genocide Joe. So I'm going to give you a message here for the Muslim American community, but also to Muslims all over the world. I'll be releasing it in parallel in Arabic with automatic translation, of course. And I hope that as you hear this message, especially if you're a Christian in America, please keep an open mind. Please keep an open mind. This is not a time for any kind of narrow thinking. We have to think bigger. We have to move beyond the limitations of what the globalists try to place upon us to keep us fighting with each other and rejecting each other. We have to think about how we coexist in peace with each other, regardless of our faith. So that special message coming up next. Welcome to this special message entitled A Christian Appeal to Muslims Everywhere. We must stop Genocide Joe together, or none of us can live in peace. My name is Mike Adams. I'm an American Christian who voted twice for Trump. And I may be voting for Trump a third time. If you're listening to this message in Arabic, please forgive the translation errors, as this is an automatic translation. And the reason I'm doing this is because it is critical, I believe, in this time for Arabic-speaking people all over the world, but especially in the United States and in Western Europe, to hear this message of truth from an American Christian as I am one of many people, independent thinkers, dissident thinkers, who are being persecuted by Genocide Joe, in other words, Joe Biden, the current acting president of the United States. We are being persecuted in some of the same ways, although not as severe, but some of the same ways that Muslims are being persecuted by Zionists. And the nation of Israel, which is currently run by, in my opinion, a genocidal mass murderers. That's who Netanyahu is, in my opinion. So if you're listening to this in Arabic, again, please have patience with the translation. If you're listening to this in English, also please have patience as I'm speaking more slowly and deliberately for the benefit of the translation AI machine in order to try to minimize mistranslations. So first, a little bit of background. None of these issues here about Palestine, Gaza, Israel, about the Nakba, 1948, the history of Israeli occupation. None of these issues were on my radar until October 7th. I probably had not spoken about this at all for 20 years, as I tend to focus on health and nutrition and some geopolitics and finance and issues like that. The plight of the Palestinian people, even the history of the Palestinian people, was not something that I was aware of. All of that changed on October 7th. And what changed it for me was not so much the events on October 7th, but rather Israel's response to those events. Because at first, like many Americans and many Christians, I believed that Israel was the victim on October 7th. After all, we've been told our entire lives and by most of our media that Israel is always the victim. And we've been told that Israel had never done anything wrong whatsoever. And it's a mystery how Israel kept acquiring so much land in the former Palestine. But apparently Israel, we are told, had to defend itself by continuing to displace more and more Palestinians and taking their homes and taking their land. And in retrospect, these ideas seem insane. But many of us were not scrutinizing this issue until October 7th, and then Israel's response that followed. And then in the weeks that followed, we watched in horror as Israel carried out a series of mass bombings of hospitals and refugee camps and residential buildings across Gaza and to some extent in the West Bank as well, that these events could only be classified as ethnic cleansing, war crimes, or genocide. Those of us who can think clearly as Americans or as Christians, and yes, there are still some of us who are able to do so, we saw these actions by Israel and the excuses for them as beyond absurd, as bordering on sociopathic. We saw Israel's leaders, such as Netanyahu and Gallant of the military, openly calling for genocide, openly calling for the complete mass slaughter of every last citizen of Gaza, women and children included, elderly included, hospital patients, diabetic patients, newborns. And as they carried out this campaign, with, of course, the full support of Joe Biden, the Biden administration, the U.S. State Department, even Antony Blinken, and others, many of us as Americans and as Christians were absolutely horrified, and we could not remain silent. And that is why many of us began to speak out. I'm one of those voices that openly dared to tell the truth even being labeled anti-Semitic for simply stating the obvious that it's wrong to bomb hospitals, for example, that you can't just bomb targets and then show up after the fact and try to prove that the target might have been a military target, that those actions by Israel violate the not just the rules of war, but the sanctity of human dignity. And so we spoke out against this, and we are still speaking out against this. And although there are some Christian Zionists in America who are out for blood, who want to see every last Muslim slaughtered because for whatever reason they believe that this will somehow result in the return of Christ and the rebuilding of their temple, I want you to know that most of us think that that idea of mass slaughter to invoke the return of your God is an insane idea that contradicts the very teachings of Jesus Christ. And I believe personally that anyone who calls themselves a Christian and yet who simultaneously calls for the mass slaughter of innocent women and children of any faith, of any ethnicity, of any religion, that so-called Christian is, in fact, influenced by Satan, not Christ. Because if you do not follow the teachings of Christ, I say, how dare you call yourself a Christian? Because as a Christian, you're supposed to believe that all human beings are created by God, which would mean, by definition, that the destruction of any innocent human being is an affront to God. It is a violation of the basic tenets of what these people claim Christianity stands for. So over the last 3 months, many of us have been subjected to a rather shocking wake-up call as Christians and as Americans. And we are coming to discover that many people who call themselves Christians are actually just fake Christians, and they do not practice Christianity, and they endorse violence and genocide. But thankfully, that is not the majority of Christians. Most Christians, especially those that I reach through my websites, naturalnews.com or the video platform brighteon.com, both of which are widely banned by tech platforms, we understand at a much higher level that the powers that be, the very wealthy elite that attempt to control our planet, they maintain control by pitting us against each other. They use war as a means of power for themselves. And they incessantly try to invoke hatred between Christians and Muslims, or Muslims and Jews, or Christians and Buddhists, or in the United States, between blacks and whites, for example. All of these invoked hatred narratives are artificially created by globalists who wish to keep us divided. War is a tool that they use, along with propaganda, media lies, pushing hatred, censorship, to try to keep us divided so that we, the people of this world, regardless of our faith, regardless of our skin color or our ethnicity, to try to prevent us from coming together and living in peace in a way that maximizes human abundance and helps end human suffering. Because I know that we can live in peace together, whether we are Muslim or Jew or Sikh or Christian or agnostic and so on, we can live in peace together. And one of the most important ways for us to achieve that peace and that coexistence is to remove from power those evil forces that are complicit in the genocide against, right now, against Muslims. But these are the same kind of people that have carried out atrocities and genocidal actions against other groups throughout human history. We must remove them from power through the ballot box where possible in order to give humanity a chance to live in peace together. And that is why it's absolutely critical that Muslim Americans, in my opinion, with respect, I believe must strongly consider voting against Joe Biden, voting against the Democrats in this upcoming election. And I'd like to share some reasons for why I believe that's critical and why it can help bring Muslims and Christians together with enhanced peace and prosperity, not only in the United States, but also around the world. For starters, the Muslim vote in America today, in this upcoming 2024 election, may in fact be the deciding factor that determines which person sits in the Oval Office beginning in 2025. In many swing states, especially Michigan, for example, the Muslim vote is the pivotal vote. And I believe that Muslim Americans have now reached a level of power in terms of their numbers and their voices, where you can take an active role in supporting candidates that will support peace and simultaneously in punishing candidates at the ballot box that support genocide. We've reached a point in American history where the Israeli lobby is being exposed. And although the Israeli lobby has tremendous power because they have bought off most members of Congress, or they have blackmailed and compromised other members through what are called honeypot operations, stings and traps in order to acquire blackmail material on those members of Congress and also high-level members in big tech, big pharma, and the weapons industry, I believe that Muslim Americans can now counter much of that with a message of peace and unity. Because the Israeli lobby in America is calling for more bloodshed, more ethnic cleansing, more violence, more war, more suffering, and more government expenditures on military equipment to be shipped to Israel so that more American bombs can be dropped on innocent women and children in Gaza. And this very idea is abhorrent to most Americans, not just Muslim Americans, but also many Christian Americans like myself and many others like me. And even for Christian Americans who do not understand the issues in Gaza or Israel or the history of the region and the very complex relationship among the citizens of the various nations, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, as well as groups like Hezbollah, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, Iraq, Iran, and so on, most Americans have very little understanding of the dynamics in these regions. And even so, most Americans are wholly against the continued bombing of innocent women and children in Gaza. The American people want to see it stop. So Muslim Americans have an incredible opportunity right now to stand for peace, to take a leadership position of moral leadership in American politics, and to accurately paint the Israeli lobby in America as not just immoral, but as being complicit in the carrying out of horrific atrocities that smear the reputation of human beings throughout known human history. Because these atrocities being carried out in Gaza are on par with some of the worst atrocities that have ever been committed by any nation against any group of people in the history of our world. And if Muslim Americans will take a peaceful stand in America right now and declare, we will not vote for a single Democrat because Democrats are complicit in this genocide in Gaza, that we will vote for the alternative to the Democrats, which right now looks like it will be Donald Trump, and I'll discuss a little bit more about Trump here in a minute, then this would send a very powerful message, not only to the Democrats, but also to the Republicans. Because if Muslim Americans can use their political power to determine who stays in office, well then, every elected person will be far more open to listening to the concerns and the priorities of Muslim Americans. And I say this as a Christian. And even as a Christian, I see why this is critical. Because Joe Biden and the Democrats are at war with humanity. What they are supporting with the Zionists in Israel, the attacks on Gaza, and also domestically in the United States, the persecution of Christian Americans, the persecution of Trump supporters, these are actions that are incompatible with human civilization, regardless of a person's faith or ethnicity. None of us are safe in this world when people like Joe Biden have power, and when the Democrats wield that power as weapons against innocent Palestinians, women and children, and everyone else who has been victimized by this ongoing campaign of ethnic cleansing. So defeating Joe Biden and the Democrats in this next election would send a very powerful message that Muslim Americans are not going to stand for violence and genocide. They're not going to stand for the narrative of separation. Because I hope you agree with me when I say that I believe Muslims and Christians can live in peace. They can coexist. They can be neighbors. They can be friends. They can be co-workers. They can be marriage partners. They can be relatives of each other. Because we've seen many examples of this all over the world. Muslims and Christians living side by side in peace. In fact, we saw that example in Gaza. Christian churches side by side with Muslim churches in Gaza. And I'm not saying there weren't ever any differences, but by and large, it was relative peace until Israel began dropping American bombs. So I know that Muslims and Christians can live together in peace. And I know that the narrative of separation is an artificial narrative, one that is used as leverage, as a weapon against us to control us and to use hatred in order to centralize power in the hands of the few, those who run our governments. Now, there's another important factor to consider here. In the United States right now, Christians are being very aggressively persecuted by the Biden administration. Many Christians are being hunted by the FBI and the DOJ. And there are many pro-Trump Christians who are still in jail in Washington, D.C., following the peaceful protests of January 6, 2021. Those people are political prisoners. And the political persecution against Christians continues as long as Joe Biden is in power. Every Christian in America will be voting against Joe Biden. But as you know, some Christians are very suspicious of Muslims, mostly because of the brainwashing and indoctrination of Christians by the mainstream media and the post-9/11 government narratives that came out of the Bush era. Remember, most Americans were taught to fear and hate Muslims. That was all part of the artificial narrative to keep us divided. And we were told lies. And we were given fabricated history and fabricated evidence, exactly the same kind of thing that Israel does today in its propaganda department. But if Muslims help defeat Joe Biden, I can promise you that this will help bring together Muslims and Christians in America with the common cause of liberty and religious freedom. If Muslims help defeat Joe Biden, Christians, even those who are perhaps intolerant of Muslims currently, would begin to take a fresh new look at what it means to be Muslim. And I think that you would begin to see a kind of healing taking place. Exactly the kind of healing that we need as people, people of every faith and every color and every country of origin. But it's also exactly the kind of healing that the globalist governments do not want us to experience, because remember, they need to keep us divided and filled with hatred and suspicion in order for governments to have power. And in order for those governments to have their so-called justifications for mass murder, genocide, slaughter, and also confiscation of wealth from the people. So in other words, voting against the Democrats is a vote for humanity, and it's a vote for peace. Voting in favor of the Democrats is a vote in favor of genocide, slaughter, ethnic cleansing, political persecutions, censorship, irrationality, and of course, the culture wars that plague the United States of America, where our own president says that men can get pregnant and that young children can alter their gender through surgical mutilation procedures that are being performed right now in hospitals across many United States cities. Now, if you're a Muslim listening to this, you might ask, but why should I vote for Trump? Trump supports Israel just as much as Joe Biden. And Trump is no friend of Islam. And that is true. But by defeating the Democrats, a clear message will be sent by the Muslim communities across America. And that message is clear, that if you support genocide against our brothers and sisters, you will be politically punished at the ballot box and you will not be able to hold on to your power. So even if Trump is the next president, with the help of Muslims defeating Democrats, the message to Trump will be loud and clear. It will be something like this. President Donald J. Trump, you saw what just happened to Joe Biden politically. Muslim Americans rose up peacefully at the ballot box and they voted against the Democrats. They gave the White House to you, Donald J. Trump. And now, if you carry out genocide, or if you are complicit in ethnic cleansing, then we will vote you out of office, just as we did Joe Biden. And on top of that, Donald J. Trump, if you want to end this quickly and you want to use the United States military, send in a team of Navy SEALs to go arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, charge him with war crimes, and that will end the war and bring more peace to the region. It's a start. On top of all of that, even though Trump himself is, of course, a strong ally of Israel, I hope you understand that many Trump supporters are thinking more along the lines of what I am expressing here, which is that we don't support Trump's policies of blanket approval for Israel's genocide or ethnic cleansing or violence against its neighbors. We don't support that at all. And many of us, being longtime Trump supporters or prominent influencers in alternative or independent media, we have channels through which we can reach Trump. We know the people who will be close to Trump. For me personally, I've probably interviewed many of those people who will be part of a Trump administration. I have their phone numbers. I can text them, and they may or may not agree with my text, or they might block me or ignore me, but they will hear from me. Whereas many of us, Christians in particular, we have zero influence in the Joe Biden administration. We have zero influence with Democrats. We have a lot of influence with Trump, and that counts. Now, for the record, I don't agree with Trump on everything either. I've been vocal about some areas of disagreement. And this issue with Israel and Gaza is one of those big issues for me. I absolutely do not support any politician that will not speak out or attempt to halt this genocidal war against civilians that's being carried out by Israel. And whereas Joe Biden appears to be cognitively incoherent and incapable of functioning as our president, Donald J. Trump is his own man, as we say. Donald Trump is someone who is willing to listen. I know this because I know people who have met with him, and I have many stories, most of which have never been made public, about people who have been able to meet with Trump, and he has heard them out. It doesn't mean he's always going to agree with them, but he will do his best to listen and to weigh the issues. Now, granted, he is very much pro-Israel right now, today, but that should never mean that just because you support a nation and its people, that you would automatically support war criminal, genocidal lunatics who have taken over that nation and are now weaponizing it against its neighbors. In other words, we can be pro-Israel while strongly opposing the actions of Israel's leaders. And perhaps that is a position that Donald Trump would at least entertain once he is in the White House. I can't promise that because I don't speak for him or his campaign, but I can promise you that if Donald Trump becomes president, he will hear from myself and many other strong influencers in alternative media and across the Christian community. He will hear from us, and we will demand an end to Zionist violence in the Middle East. Now, finally, to conclude this, just from a personal perspective here, and also to answer any Christians who might listen to this, who might wonder, why am I speaking out to the Muslim community here? Why am I translating this into Arabic? Why am I doing this? The answer is because I believe in universal human rights, and I believe in religious freedom. And I respect the dignity of every human being, regardless of what religion they practice. I respect all men and women of faith, even if their faith differs from my own. In fact, I have much more respect for someone of a different faith who lives a more godly life, a life of morals and ethics, than I do someone who falsely proclaims to be a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew, and yet in their actions, they endorse and support atrocities and violence and genocide and suffering. I have no patience for people of fake faith. And sadly, that's what we see around us in so many ways in our world today. But I practice what I believe Jesus Christ taught. And his teachings, by the way, are universal. His teachings are not limited to just Christianity. If you read the texts of the world's most widely practiced religions, you will find many areas of common teachings, especially the teaching of morality and the respect for human life, dignity, honesty, and resisting the call for violence. And so, as someone who supports universal human rights and civil liberties, I cannot stand by and remain silent while any human being on this planet, regardless of where they came from or what language they speak or what religion they practice, is subjected to crimes against humanity. I cannot and will not stay silent on that. And it does not matter to me what someone wishes to label me, but the only label I accept is the label of Team Humanity. I am on Team Humanity, and I work every day to protect the lives and the freedoms of human beings everywhere. And my passion for human life is not limited to just Christians or just Americans or just white people or anything of the kind. In fact, I don't want to live in a world where any person is so small-minded as to think that only their group matters and that every other group can be exterminated because they want to get rid of them or steal their land or displace them. And admittedly, this position that I'm describing here is something that has taken me many years to come to. Like most Americans, I was indoctrinated with false information and lies about 9/11, for example, about the political leaders of Middle Eastern nations. I grew up in an era where we did not have the internet. We just had three news networks and CNN. And of course, they were just feeding us lies every single day, and we had no way to understand that those were lies. So I've spent my years since then unlearning the false lies that were shoved into my head in my youth, and trying to learn larger, more important, greater, universal truths about human existence and human beings. And I believe that's what I'm sharing with you today. So to wrap this up, my final plea to Muslims who have listened to this, and thank you for your willingness to hear from an American Christian on this important topic, I would offer the following, somewhat hesitantly, because I'm not a Muslim, but I do believe that one of the teachings of Allah is that Allah is not going to spontaneously give you every outcome that you wish for. Rather, Allah will give you opportunities, that He will present opportunities for you, but you must seize upon those opportunities and take action upon them in order to change the world and make the world a better place. And I believe that right now in 2024, with the Muslim American communities across our country, and what's at stake in this election, and what's happening in the Middle East, I believe that this is an historic opportunity for Muslim Americans to make a choice and make a vote for peace and unity and coexistence that will help our nations, our people, and our religions heal together. And if you are surprised to hear this from a Christian American, if that shocks you, then imagine how much more you have yet to discover about the way many Americans really think and how we support peace and coexistence, and how we desire to live in a world together without genocide and without crazed military bombings and insane national leaders that are always pitting us against each other. Imagine how much you don't yet know about how many Americans could actually be your allies in these common goals of peace and abundance. We don't have to practice the same religion to live in the same neighborhood or to send our children to the same schools. We don't have to read the same scripture in order to share the same love for our families, our communities, our children, and our future. All we have to do to live in peace and prosperity together is to defeat evil. And in America right now today, that evil is the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. And in Israel right now today, that evil is Benjamin Netanyahu. So use the power for peace and prosperity that your faith gave you and that your books taught you. Use that power to achieve something extraordinary, something that the globalists absolutely never want to see in our world, and that is Muslims and Christians and Jews and Buddhists and Sikhs living side by side without killing each other. This is a future that we can build together as people, but it must come from us, individuals, because it will never come from insane psychopathic leaders. It will never come from the military war machine of the West, and it will never come from the corporate media that just wants to promote more division and violence. It must come from us. We are all human. We all love our children. We all hope to live in peace and prosperity. And I will say, as a Christian, inviting you to translate this into whatever words are the most meaningful to you, I say, God bless each and every one of you listening today. God bless humanity. May we live in peace by defeating evil. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Take care. All right, I hope you found that informative. Be curious to hear your response to that. You do realize, by the way, that what Israel is doing to Gaza is exactly what the globalists plan to do to all of us. You know that? You know, Gaza was the open-air prison experiment that is going to be rolled out for all of us at the next pandemic. You know, forced quarantines and lockdowns, relocations, the WHO treaty that gives the World Health Organization absolute power over every city, every town, every state, every nation that has signed on to the treaty, even bypassing your local courts, your local mayor, your local governor. I mean, can you believe it? I interviewed Dr. Francis Boyle about that treaty, and he sounded the alarm then. He said the language in this has got to be challenged and stripped away because the language gives the WHO power over your local hospital, over your local sheriff, if you can believe that. I mean, it makes no sense, right? It's unconstitutional, but this is what they're signing, and they're going to invoke that. They're going to say, well, you know, the WHO said there's a pandemic, so y'all got to get on this bus, and we're going to take you to a quarantine camp. And they're going to be busing Americans to basically death camps while they're busing South American illegals across the border to take over your homes. Even Elon Musk said that recently, you know, how the illegals are taking over the schools in New York City now and displacing the students there. Well, soon they're going to be taking over your homes. But how are they going to get you out of your home? Pandemic, you know, staged or otherwise. All the WHO has to do is say, well, we declare a stage 6 pandemic. Even when there's no evidence of a pandemic, they can make it all up. Or they could drop a bioweapon on a city somewhere and send a bunch of people to the hospital and say, oh my God, it's happening again. Pandemic. And then they can just run around with buses and soldiers with rifles in your face. Come with us, especially in New York. That's already been confirmed by the New York State Supreme Court. And your Governor Hochul there is all in favor of it. Quarantine camps for New Yorkers. Come with us or else. That's how they're going to get you out of your homes. And by the way, I interviewed David Webb, who's the author of The Great Taking. And he answered a lot of my questions, some clarifications. So he said he doesn't think that your home is at risk of being confiscated if you own it free and clear, but rather that securities are. So stocks and bonds and pensions and investments, derivatives especially, but also potentially, you know, your bank accounts and any kind of, you know, investment accounts, mutual fund accounts, anything like that, can all be taken from you. In fact, it's all being set up. So I'll be playing that interview with David Webb coming up very soon. Just understand, the setup is obvious. They're going to invoke a big pandemic. They're going to have millions of Americans removed from their homes. The replacements are already here. They're already in place. They're flooding through the cities of Chicago, New York, and LA, and other places in Denver. They're going to be given your homes because the banks are going to just confiscate everything. Well, the big banks like the JP Morgans are going to confiscate everything, and then they're going to redistribute it to the precious ones. And the precious ones will be the replacements. And you, as an American, you are not considered precious by the establishment. You are considered expendable, and you will be expended in a death camp. And then they'll say, well, the pandemic killed all those people. That's how they're going to get away with this, folks. If you ever wondered how they're going to do it, there it is. That's the blueprint. They'll just put bullets in people's heads and drop them off in a bulldozed mass grave ditch and then say the pandemic has another fatality. And that's why everybody needs to go get your vaccine shot. And then the vaccine will, of course, be loaded with the next phase of the bioweapon. And that will be a self-reinforcing doom loop of depopulation. That's what's coming, folks. That's what's coming. This is why humanity has to fight back. This is why I am on Team Humanity. And if any of you were a little bit incensed that why am I speaking out in favor of Muslims, look, this is the human race fighting for survival against the globalist anti-human exterminators. Please understand that. We cannot fight each other. and hope to beat the anti-human globalists. We have to join together of all good men and women of any religion or ethnicity or color, wherever they came from, whatever language they speak, all good men and women must join hands here and fight against the globalists through every peaceful way that we can. At the ballot box is one of them, but also through education, information sharing, you know, bypassing censorship, using alternative platforms like my platforms, you know, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.social, Brighteon.tv, for example. This is how we win. So don't be narrow in your thinking here. Don't think it's only about your group or your religion or your church or your skin color or your whatever. No. We either hang together, as our founding fathers said, or we each hang separately. Humanity is worth saving. And that means we must find those common things that make us human. And we must amplify those and set aside small, bitter differences and learn to live together, or we shall surely die separately. Because they're bombing Gaza today. Won't be long before they're bombing you. I mean, they're going to roll out the automated kamikaze AI drones. They won't even need human pilots just in another year. You think you're immune to being droned to death? No, you're not. None of us are. If we don't stop evil, eventually that evil finds you. And if you support that evil as it's destroying someone else, then shame on you, because once they're done with that group, that evil will eventually turn its focus onto you. And you will be exterminated next. You either fight for all of humanity or you die. And that's really where we are. Fight for all of humanity. And I mean peacefully. I'm not talking about violently. I'm talking about at the ballot box, through free speech, through education, through peaceful activism and so on. But use the nonviolent tools at your disposal to fight for humanity, or we lose everything. We lose this planet. And if we lose Earth, it won't matter whether you call yourself a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew. If you lose civilization, you're all done for. And for me personally, it doesn't matter to me. I gauge the quality of a person based on their morals, their ethics, their actions, not what religion they associate with. I don't require everybody else to have the same religion that I practice. Because if I did, well, it would be a very small world, wouldn't it? Very small worldview. At least those are my thoughts on the matter. And you can sound off in the comment section if you disagree or if you want to add to this. And I do appreciate your comments, even critical ones. So thank you for listening today, and get ready for the interview straight ahead. This is the interview with Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt. It's called Healing for the Ages. You're going to love this interview, and you're going to love the program. It's at brightu.com, so register now to watch it for free. And thank you for listening with an open heart and an open mind, and thank you for your support. God bless you all. Enjoy the interview. Welcome, everyone, to today's Brighteon.com interview, a very special interview. We are joined by four extraordinary people, incredible guests, who have together created a docuseries called Healing for the Ages that begins streaming shortly, January 20th, on Brighteon University. And we're joined here today by the creators and contributors to this, who represent just a wealth of knowledge for humanity, knowledge that I believe can help save lives around the world today. We have Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Jana Schmidt all joining us today. And I just want to say welcome to all of you. I'm so honored to have you all on today. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here, Mike Adams.
Thank you so much. Our honor, really.
Great to have you all.
What's up, Health Ranger?
Great to have you all. I'm honored. Thank you for taking the time to get all of you together at the same time. That takes some work, because I know we're all super busy. And I would say that each of you are super busy. And I think I've known Ed Group the longest, Ed. You know, you and I go back 20 years. But each and every one of you is involved in, I believe, saving humanity. Helping humanity save themselves, I think, would be the proper way to describe that. So let me start with Dr. Brian Artis. Brian, I've known you for a few years since COVID. You've done extraordinary work. You've been a very powerful voice for truth. Tell us about this Healing for the Ages docuseries and what compelled you to be part of this.
Yeah, Mike, it's been an incredible honor to spend time privately with you to actually stand for humanity. It's felt like that a lot of people around the world have gravitated to the messaging and research I've done over the last 4 years on behalf truly of humanity. And about a year ago, I started getting this impression after going from one conference to the next, one medical conference to the next, being on stages, testifying in Capitol buildings, all things related to COVID. I really started getting the impression that we needed to start educating people on how to take care of themselves at home as best as they could during this age of bioweapons. Because I was learning so much new stuff in the last 4 years, I had never even conceived were ways in which they were creating illness, death, tragedy, disease. I had no idea the extent at which they were using biological weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. Ed Group and Mike, you guys knew this stuff. But I got this impression that I needed to do my own conference, and I really didn't want to do it. But I really got the impression that I should get a few people together who had the exact same viewpoint I did. And that viewpoint, all three of these individuals shared, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt, they all shared this one conceptual idea that I share and have stood on for the last 20 plus years as an adult and as a clinician. And that is, I always put faith first in the body's natural immunity God gave it, or that Mother Nature designed as we evolved, however you want to view it. I believe the immunity inside the human body, as I believe God designed it, is the most powerful influence for healing and removing symptoms that we struggle with being diagnosed as diseases worldwide. I always first gravitate to looking for the underlying cause and then curing that naturally. And these individuals I found over the last 4 years, as I watched them also stand on stages, testify during COVID, I watched them articulate the exact same value, which was, we have more faith in nature than in medicine and science. So for me, I contacted these three individuals all in one morning, and I said, look, I have a concept and an idea for a conference called Healing for the Ages, and I want you guys to be a part of it. AGES will be an acronym for our last names, Artis Group, Ely Schmidt. And oh my God, I was so blessed and honored and humbled, Mike, within a second of calling them. Within a minute, they all said, heck yeah, we're in, let's do it. And we spent 8 months every day, every single day, sharing research through text, meeting weekly, until we launched this two-day event called Healing for the Ages in September of this year, 2023. Sorry, we're now in 2024. And we are looking forward so much to our Healing for the Ages 2.0 that'll be this coming September 2024. Well, we had an incredible turnout, and we were very blessed with what we accomplished and what we achieved.
I can't wait for the next rendition of this later on this year. But through Brightown University, we're going to be able to introduce this to hundreds of thousands of more people, you know, to help magnify your message, which I know is focused on also helping people detox from the vaccine damage. And I want to go to Dr. Ed Group on that because, Ed, I've known you for so many years. You are the master of detox technologies. And would you say that there are, you know, reasonable approaches and techniques to help people heal from the damage caused by these bioweapons injections?
Oh, absolutely. We started looking at that, Mike, you know, with you and many other scientists back in 2016, when we started noticing the big pharma moving more towards lipid nanoparticle technology and nanotechnology for their delivery systems. And when Brian came out with when you guys came out with Watch the Water, it was just very significant to know that they were going to use, just like they said they would, the water and the air and the food and everything else to deliver this type of nanotechnology. Also, it's important to know that during the Operation Warp Speed, there was also the telecommunications upgrade systems that were happening all over. You know, lock everybody up so we can upgrade all these towers. So we've been really diligently working hard and being able to identify really the vectors that they are using, this evil cabal is using. And when Brian contacted me at that point in time, you know, just like you had noticed, Mike, everybody was sitting out there talking about spike protein this, spike protein that, spike protein this. And we were all sitting there going, what in the world are you talking about? Like, who cares about the spike protein? Like, you don't even know what you're talking about here. We have such a way more serious of an issue going on with this nanotechnology, synthetic biology, parasites, and what is controlling the nanotechnology. Of course, the spike glycoproteins that Dr. Brian Artis talked about and Dr. Henry Ely with the plasmids. But what nobody was talking about and what we wanted to present at Healing for the Ages conference is the multitude of vectors that they're using. Number one, of course, they control us through fear and anxiety, and every part of our lives is actually engineered. The political system is engineered. All the wars are engineered. Every single part of our life is engineered, and nobody even knows it. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to expose and give solutions for what they're doing for the plasmids. How do you get rid of those? How do you fix those? How do you fix the damage done to your DNA using natural methods? How do you get rid of the quantum dot technology that we're seeing in people's bloods? How do you alter the synthetic biology? How do you deactivate these self-assembling, self-replicating nanobots that are in people's bodies? And it's really ultimately always looking at the root cause. How do you protect yourself from the EMFs? How do you get rid of the heavy metals and the inorganic minerals? That's really what they've flooded us with, is heavy metals, or just all kinds of metals, really, not necessarily just heavy metals. Because the metals and the inorganic minerals that we consume, most people consume 90% of their minerals every single day in inorganic form.
Oh, that's so toxic.
It's just so any cooked food. I mean, how many people do you know that are eating live foods all day long? Well, these inorganic minerals, classified as metals, are the transducers, conductors, absorbers of these frequencies, as well as any of the other metals that they've been spraying on us. So really kind of what we wanted to do was let's let people know that they need to get rid of the parasites, which they're weaponizing the yeast and the bacteria and creating synthetic parasites inside the body. They need to get rid of all the inorganic minerals. They need to get rid of all the metals. They need to boost their immune system. They need to deactivate all this quantum technology. They need to protect themselves from EMFs and reactivate their body's self-healing mechanism. And they can do that with multiple different ways. And that's what we go over in the Healing of the Ages conference.
Let me just remind people that folks, you'll be able to watch this entire conference free of charge with registration only at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. Even though there's a different program running there right now, if you register now, you'll receive an email to watch Healing for the Ages, which begins streaming January 20th, which is a Saturday. And there are 10 days set aside for different episodes of Healing for the Ages. And then, of course, you do have the option to purchase the entire download. That's optional. If you do purchase the download, then, of course, those revenues are shared. It helps support the entire team that you're watching here today, with, you know, Dr. Artis and group and Healy and Schmidt. H. Ely. I say Healy. We'll get to you, Dr. Ely. Apologies. But then some revenues also help support this platform. But Dr. Ely, it's great that your last name actually contains the word root of heal. I mean, H. Ely is like Healy. But I don't mean to poke fun of your name at all. I apologize for that. But I wanted to ask you, don't you think it's so amazing that I think some of the aims of the globalists have failed in terms of what they hope to achieve because of the power of the human immune system and the power of knowledge? What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Ely?
Well, I think we're blessed. We're blessed to be created by God. We're blessed to have God giving us our existence, our consciousness, our freedom of thought. And I think you have to question anyone who wants to take any one of those three gifts really away. Is what their real intent is. What's been really exciting for us working together has been, you know, learning more about the medicine that God intended for us all. I think we all were very comfortable in our knowledge base. I mean, all of us have been practicing for about a quarter of a century. So combined, you're looking at, you know, 100 years worth of clinical experience and educational experience. And what gets really phenomenal with that is, you know, you can get into some lulls. But what this situation has done is it's forced us to really become accelerated students again. And with that, the exciting thing of all of it is we get to learn so much more about the medicine that we love to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that we've learned is that God wins. There's your spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yet again. But other, can I tell you a story,
sure.
Mike? Can I tell you a story? This, because this kind of encapsulates everything. And forgive me, Dr. J, if I'm stealing your thunder a little bit here. Okay. All right. So we're all researching like crazy, right? And we have this ridiculously long text thread where we're sending screenshots and research paper after research paper. I mean, we must have reviewed last year between ourselves and our teams well over, my God, well over 1,000 research papers easily, right? And we were coming up to this stumbling block of how the cell produces hydrogen peroxide. Because one of the things that Dr. Artis's research really pointed to was that hydrogen peroxide, food grade hydrogen peroxide, was something that could be very effective at disabling the spike glycoprotein. So this was like really early on.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems we had was that the body, the cell, doesn't appear to be making hydrogen peroxide, even though the cell does indeed make hydrogen peroxide. It's a byproduct of the energy production cascade in mitochondria, right? And so we're reading this, we're researching like crazy. And one morning I wake up and I'm like, something doesn't feel right. And we're just great, I think, at asking questions. You know, that's really what our strength is. We ask a lot of questions and we have the ability to discern what's going on. Well, we start reading through this one article that I found, and it was an article on glucose oxidase and glucose oxidase having the ability to turn back on these systems that the bioweapons are turning off within the cell.
Huh.
And so I put that out, and Dr. J was immediately like, oh, that's from the bees. You know, so she's getting in with the bees and everything. But what was really exciting about it, Mike, was that when you look at the acronym for glucose oxidase, it's capital G, capital O, capital D. And when you get that kind of stuff, you get chills, you know, those goosebumps, the wonderful chi moving through us and everything. But it lets us know that we're all, the four of us, being divinely guided here. And I think what's really special about this group is you have four people who are devoted to natural medicine, who have an expertise in natural medicine, and really have no desire for credit or claim or anything like that. We're not in it for those reasons that you've seen some other groups out there of doctors getting together, you know, who are all about their ego. But you have here are four people who are in it for the right reasons, in it for humanity, in it for God, in it for showing the incredible divinity of what God's medicine really is.
And absolutely.
I think it's a special time in our lives that we're all fortunate to be a part of.
I completely resonate with that message. And I think that's why we're all here having this conversation today. And that's why we're still here. That's why we are succeeding despite all the attempts, you know, to censor each and every one of us, to destroy our voices, to silence our platforms, and to demonetize our entire operations. You know, we've all endured incredible things to be here. And yet, because we support the divinity of life and we help teach people how to defend that divinity of life, you know, God is literally on our side in all of this. And I want to go to Dr. Schmidt here next on this issue. I don't know if you want to talk about the divinity of life or you want to talk more about the nanotech, but I know that you have spoken before about the dangers of this technology. And the question I want to ask you, although you can take it in any direction you want, but do you think it's odd that during this time of the rise of AI and artificial intelligence that we're seeing, in essence, artificial biology now being used in vaccines as a form of transhumanism to do something that's not just incompatible with humanity, but is really anti-human now being injected into all of us? What are your thoughts?
Well, Mike, this doesn't surprise me at all. If you look at the last 30 years, it's been slowly put into our water system, genetically modified foods. You can just see out throughout history the types of things that have been done to us that take us further away from the way we've been created. So it doesn't surprise me at all. But what is really cool is that there are God-given natural resources to help combat that. And that's the sort of thing that we have exposed, have shared on our Healing for the Ages. And we're going to continue. There's so many. One of the, you know, it's good to know what the bioweapons are. And crazy enough, they write it. They're like, hey, we're going to do this. Like, it's written, it's publicized, they're blasting it that this is what they're going to do to us. So it's not that hard to determine what's happening next. But even if you don't know, just getting back to the basics of the way we're made, God-given, eat as close to what God created as possible, get the toxins out of your body, something as simple as sunshine and exercise. And so I feel like you can do something to help protect yourself against the bioweapons, even if you don't know what they are exactly. But we're helping people identify what they are, pinpoint what they are, and be able to protect yourself against them.
What would you say in your research, Dr. Schmidt, what was the most powerful aha moment that you encountered that then became part of this docuseries?
I had so many of those. Well, the glucose oxidase was probably a really big one because I'm hearing making the hydrogen peroxide in the body. And when the words glucose oxidase came up, that's what bees make. Like, that's the enzyme that bees literally make with their bodies. And I'm a beekeeper. I'm all about the bees. It's kind of my answer to everything. Bees, honey, propolis, blah, blah, blah. So when I heard that this amazing, very specific, stable enzyme made by the bees was helping destroy harmful pathogens, this weaponized bacteria, I was overwhelmed. I'm just overjoyed. That and the different things that we've discussed and share with helping protect the body against the increased dangers of electromagnetic fields. I mean, they're everywhere now, and we can't just block it. Now we actually have to live with it and do something internally and externally to help protect ourselves from electromagnetic fields and the increase. So yes. I think the things that we've discovered there have been incredible, and I actually have a new one, so I can't wait to share that with everybody. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, that's awesome to hear. And by the way, my grandfather was a beekeeper, and this very property that we're on right now with this studio, which I know Brian and Ed have visited, we have multiple honeybee colonies here.
And I love that.
They make honey. We get, you know, a big harvest of honey off of them. And we hire beekeepers to handle them, but then they get mesquite flowers and all the other wildflowers here. So we actually make our own honey on this property. I'm right there with you. Brian, going back to you, superoxide dismutase also, you know, just coming into the conversation here, SOD is one of the things that helps the body counteract the peroxynitrite that's produced upon exposure to 5G, right? So, you know, these molecules, just like Jana was saying, that these molecules exist in nature or they're created by nature. And yet the entire medical establishment pretends that they don't exist. Thank God for all of you that are helping to share with us these major ahas. Like, what else would you want to add to that, Brian, that's part of the course here?
One of the things I think that's been top of mind for me, I actually did a brand new presentation about 2 weeks ago in California, Tulare, California, at the Reawaken Tour. I want to just emphasize this for the audiences right now. As we have come out of the emergency declared COVID-19 pandemic in May of 2023, within 1 month of that occurring in June, the very next month of 2023, the World Health Organization published an article, and they stated that by the year 2050, for all of you paying attention, by the year 2050, if you've been listening to Mike Adams or Dr. Ed Group for the last 20 years, this is a significant date. By the year 2050, they just published, there will be 1.31 billion diabetics on the earth.
Oh my.
For those of you that don't know, there is currently 500 million diabetics on the whole planet. And they just now, using statisticians, because of the explosion of diabetes during the COVID pandemic, which, by the way, long hauler COVID symptoms, there's 21 of that they've listed. New onset of diabetes is one of those 21 long hauler COVID symptoms that people will live with forever. Well, what I want you to know is 500 million diabetics right now, World Health Organization and all their statisticians have now proclaimed there will be 1.31 billion diabetics by the year 2050. This is significant. They are tracking what their experiment did the last 4 years. And who died the most? The American Diabetes Association just announced that over 40% of all deaths worldwide were in diabetics.
No kidding.
So all of you wanting to know, what are we going to do when the next pandemic shows up? Marburg, Ebola, West Nile, whatever they're going to create and release on us and then sell some vaccine agenda for, you need to know they are actually creating diabetic humans, knowing their biological weapons that are going to be in vaccines in the future that they're going to inject inside of you will create the most harm and death in diabetics. You need to know this. This is why the Healing for the Ages conference is so important. This is to empower everyone at home. How it is that us, Mike, Ed, Henry, Jana, why none of us ran to an ER center for a prescription, why none of us were looking for a hospital to save us, why it is we all did our own research at home and took care of our own families using the clinical experience we knew and the faith we had in natural medicine, vitamins, minerals, diet, water drinking, fasting, you name it. All these things are very simple, but this is how we keep our families healthy and why it was we were never scared. Their number one engineered vector for causing mass confusion and disease was the fear and anxiety they created, like Dr. Ed Group mentioned at the beginning of his interview of this, in this interview.
Yeah.
They engineered fear and anxiety in order to keep the world from falling for the fear and anxiety and panic that they will create forevermore in the future, trying to get us all to subserviate ourselves.
You got it.
And drop our values to get injected by something. You need to know how to protect you and your families. That's the purpose.
You're exactly. I mean, you really just nailed it right there. You know, in retrospect, looking back on what happened from 2020 to today, it was a psyop. In fact, I want to direct this to Ed on that, because Ed, you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations over the years of all the psyops that have been run against humanity. And as Dr. Artis said, it is fear. Fear is the weapon, but it's the control mechanism. And that's what's so great about this docuseries, Healing for the Ages, is it alleviates the fear through knowledge. But the medical establishment, Ed, I'll turn it back over to you. The medical establishment knows that the only way they can keep people trapped in fear is to prevent knowledge from being shared. And that's why they have to have censorship. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we've been censored pretty heavily. Thank God. I think that's finally, you know, we're shedding some light on that subject. I would say that one of the biggest like aha moments for me was really looking into, because what I like to do is start from the end and work backwards, which most people don't do it that way when they do research. And so when we were doing all of the research on this, I kept listening to Klaus Schwab out there going, transhumanism, you know, transhumanism agenda, which is what we've been studying. Well, the transhumanism agenda is to create a cyborg human, okay, based on artificial intelligence, exactly what you're saying. They've already got it. They've already done the testing on it. They've already, you know, you can look up the W-band network, the wide body area network. I mean, this has been going on since 1995. But we, you know, really, the aha moment for me was when Brian came out with all of his research on the venoms, because there's just snakes in our face all over the place. Time magazine, you know, there's the beginning of time. And then I actually found a video that we presented in the Ages conference that shows in the ancient temples them warning us from using snake DNA and using snakes for genetic engineering. And they actually show statues, I'm talking like 12,000 years ago, of part human, part snake. And I couldn't wrap my head around that, because I had done all the research on 5G and its effects on our cells. And it's clear that 5G creates double strand breaks in the DNA. So it didn't make sense for me. When I started at a human robot and started working my way back, I'd stopped. It was like, how could they do that? It doesn't make any sense. There's no way that the body's DNA can handle the amount of frequencies and AI and microchips inside the system being blasted with all these upgrades that they did on all the towers. And by the way, anything smart is a bioweapon. Your smart lights, your smartphone, your smart appliances, anything that's smart can be used as a bioweapon. So they're transforming that everywhere. Until I came across an article that defined the two animals that are resistant to pretty much high levels of nuclear radiation or EMFs, which is the snake and the wild boar. They actually sent snakes in at Fukushima with radiation meters on them to measure the radiation. So that was my aha moment when I was like, that's why they're doing everything with the snakes, because that's the only way they're going to be able to strengthen our DNA. And if you ask me, has this been done in the past? We reveal information at the Healing for the Ages conference that this type of genetic engineering has been done for thousands and thousands of years, and we believe it was the fall of many civilizations. So that's why it's so important to protect yourself internally and detoxify, make sure your gut is healthy, eating the clean foods, you know, using the different types of compounds that we've identified that can neutralize all these things and build your immune system back up to where it needs to be. And most importantly, be in a state to where you're not in a state of fear and you have the faith inside your body that your body can heal everything.
Yeah, well said. And since you're talking about the fall of civilization, you know, we have to talk about depopulation and the collective human immune system against that. And I'll direct this to Henry then, because this is about human knowledge as a defense mechanism against the deliberate disinformation that's pushed by the establishment to try to convince people to commit suicide, like vaccine-assisted suicide, if we even call them vaccines, which, you know, technically they're not. But Henry, what are your thoughts on how humanity is actually rising to its mutual defense right now through love, through education, through sharing knowledge and empowering each other?
Well, I've got to go back, Mike, to one of my favorite dudes right over my shoulder, Bob Marley. He's got a great song that says you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time, right? And what it comes down to is one of the things I was watching was shot uptake. You know, we do a lot of work on the grand jury side of things. We do a lot of work working with people who are severely injured by these damn shots. And one of the things that that really came up for us was just, you know, when we look at the uptake levels, the first shot was like some ridiculously high number, at least if you believe what the CDC is saying. But then you saw a drop off for the second shot. And what that started telling us right away was that Americans aren't stupid. Americans don't like what's going on. And many people just did and went along with it because they were worried about losing their jobs. They were worried about being able to not be able to take care of their families. But what was really exciting is when you look at the fourth shot and now this most recent one, this bivalent, you see that the uptake is ridiculously low. I mean, the uptake is in the teens, you know, and that's if you believe that people are even doing that. Americans have resoundingly said no to these shots. These are a failed effort on the World Health Organization, World Health Assembly, the WEF, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all the players that want to control. And I think what we've figured out is that a lot of Americans say, I know I don't want that, but I don't know what to do. Yeah. What that creates is tremendous opportunity for us to reacquaint them with the medicine that God intended for us all. Because what I try to get across to people is these damn shots, even the first iteration, you know, in the early 2000s of the what we were calling vaccines, they don't confer immunity. What confers right. immunity is your immune system. All these things are is an artificial infection being injected into the body. To become immune is still going to be you using what God gave you, which means we have to learn how to nourish it and how to work with it. And that's where what we are teaching at Healing for the Ages becomes so special and so life-saving and so just important for everybody for their entire lives.
Well said. And I just have to thank all of you so much for your contribution to this and also allowing us to be able to stream this. And just a reminder to the audience, you can register to watch the entire series, Healing for the Ages, at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. It's free to watch. For each of 10 days, one episode will loop. It'll be on a 24-hour loop. It's a live stream, so whenever you join, you might join it, you know, halfway through that loop, but just stay tuned because obviously it loops like an old 8-track tape, basically, for those old enough to remember what that was. And also, I want to mention, too, and Brian, I want to thank you and all of you for giving me permission that we had a little talk before the show here today. You know, I'm building a nutrition-oriented AI large language model that we'll be releasing for free in about 100 days or so.
And we will be incorporating the transcripts of Healing for the Ages as training material for that language model so that it will learn from all the knowledge that each of you have contributed. And I want to be clear, it's not a replacement for, you know, watching the course, because training language models does not copy the material. It doesn't archive the material. You know, it doesn't make a copy. It just influences the parameters or the understanding of the relationships. So you'd be able to query the language model and get some of the knowledge that's imparted in this course. Now, Dr. Schmidt, I want to go to you next and ask you then about, does this give you hope for humanity, the fact that you can pull together with like-minded people like this and have such an outpouring of support from so many people who want to live, who want to be healthy, who want to be empowered, who want knowledge, in a world where so many people desire to live in an oblivious state? They want to be, you know, nutritionally illiterate, but so many more people are waking up right now. Does that give you hope for the future of humankind?
Absolutely. And I've always hung on to that sliver of hope, but it magnifies when you get together with other like-minded people. And when we got together, there's so much, we each have so much information, but together it was so magnified. It was overwhelmingly hopeful. And to work with them is a great honor, but to also share this with others is such a big honor too. And we're just getting started. We have so much to share and so much to offer. And the response has been incredible too. So hope is the overwhelming word we hear over and over, because people don't know what to do. They don't know where to go, and they haven't heard this. It's not in the mainstream medical. It's not what a traditional MD is going to tell them, but it's what they need, right? I even have traditional MDs coming and saying, hey, I really love what you guys did at Healing for the Ages. I want to learn, and I want to be able to have the whole book. He said, we didn't get the whole book. We just got the pharmaceutical book. We want the whole thing. We want to know how to help people. So it's really, really special.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why we're so thrilled to be working with all of you. Now, Jana, are you actually, is that background real? Are you in Florida?
Yeah,
this is
my yard. Yeah, I am in Florida. Yeah.
No way. That's your yard?
Yes. Well, the backyard.
I mean, yeah, and you have coconuts on the tree there behind you. I mean,
yes.
And a dog.
Living as close to God as I possibly can. We use coconuts for the milk, for flour. If we make activated charcoal, it's not hard. These things that you can utilize that grow, it's not that hard. And it's so fun to, it's fun to do, and it's good for you. And these are some of the things that we love to teach.
Well, awesome. I mean, I'm so glad you're joining us from a great place like that. And also you got the lighting nailed down too, because a lot of times people have too much backlight, and you know, when it's a real scene. And Ed, I got to ask you, Ed, what your background, where are you? What is that?
This is my meditation room in my house.
No kidding.
Yep.
I'm blown away. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So since I was a kid, I've always had a fascination with like castles and the Tartarian age, which is, you know, the lost history of, you know, when they had free electricity and they were using the copper on top of the castles, and how the ancient organs and all the churches were built over the water supply, and the pipes of the organs would go down into the water, and it would clean the water and infuse frequencies into the water. So that always kind of fascinated me. So about 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to do like a castle tour. And I always said, I want to develop one room in my house like a castle, like I saw, you know, like with the ceilings and,
oh, wow,
and all the stuff. And so that chandelier I got at an auction from New Orleans was from the 1800s. And so this is kind of like my castle room. It's like a tea room. But back then it would be like a smoking room or something like that. But yeah, it's just, I have a fire, actually have a fire going right there in the fireplace right now in the background, my little Santa thing. So it's just a comfortable room that we can, it's a reading room. I sit in here and it's just do my meditations in here every morning.
Oh, wow. Well, you have outdone us all. I mean, gosh, what do you think, Brian? I mean, my background and your background is just, okay, studios and displays.
Mine's a TV screen.
Yeah, nothing like me too.
People. I love it. This is why I asked these people to be involved with me, because they got cool backgrounds.
They have
cool
real houses. Backgrounds. And Henry, is that like your studio room, or do you do music on the side too?
I'm not as fancy dancy as these folks here, Mike. I'm just a poor young brother trying to make it in this cruel, cruel world. I keep my knowledge at my back and my my guy over my shoulder right there.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I got to ask you, I mean, you seem like a talented person. Do you do music?
No, but I whistle really good.
All right. All right. But you're a connoisseur of good music, pro humanity, you know, Bob Marley lyrics. Yeah, exactly. It was a message of love. And so often throughout history, the people who have a message of love, you know, are pushed out of society or in some cases even, you know, assassinated, like, you know, Dr. King, for example. I mean, or JFK, for example, right?
Or Jesus.
Or Jesus. I mean, think about the time that we're living in. In fact, this is my last question for each of you today, and I appreciate you taking the time. We're a little bit over, but I hope you're okay with this. And let's start with you, Brian. I want to get your take on, yes, 2024. I mean, I've said some pretty doomy and dark things about what's coming, and I believe that, but I also believe that humanity can make it through this. What's your long-term outlook for the human race as we go through these trials and tribulations?
That's a great question, Mike, and I really appreciate you asking us that question, actually. This is not nonchalant answer. When I got the impression to do this conference, Healing for the Ages, the timing for when we all came together and said yes, and then said, when do we want to do it? We decided September was going to be the month. Imagine our shock to see that the week before our conference, Joe Biden signs a law, for example, that says incandescent light bulbs are now illegal in America. Yeah. When the very next week we were going to do a presentation and Ed Group was going to do that, which was going to be on, and Dr. Henry Ely, on blue light filters, how to protect from like LED lights and smart technologies that we're using, laptops, computers, cell phones, how to filter the blue light coming from there and how that impacts our DNA. I don't think the timing is coincidental. When you asked me what I think about 2024, I think 2024 is anticipated to be a horrific year of chaos, as Klaus Schwab has said. This is going to be a horrific year of a whole bunch of false flags and a whole bunch of crap they're going to project on all of us to create massive amounts of anxiety and panic. The reason we're doing September again, we're going to do the Healing for the Ages 2.0 in September again. This is an election year. I think this is going to be a tumultuous, anxiety-driven year intentionally. Yes. But I absolutely believe we're going to come out on the opposite side of this year, standing more firm and more excited for the future than ever before. That is what I feel. That is what I'm looking forward to. But I think this year is going to suck, and you guys need everyone at home be relying on people who have more optimism than pessimism and stay visiting with them, listening to them, reading from them, like spend time with those individuals and get away from the misery. Misery loves company. Stay away from it. Come join me. Come join the Healing for the Ages group. Join Mike Adams on Brideon.com. Stay with those that are positive and have nothing but love and admiration and reverence for life. I love my life. I love living. And I want everybody in the world to love their life too. But the globalists want us to hate it.
Well said, Brian. And you're recommending people listen to my podcast, but I'm not often described as the most positive podcaster, but I just think they got to listen to the end. The end is like, and we're going to get through all this crap, but it's like 59 minutes of doom and gloom and 1 minute of, we can make it through that. Ed, same question to you, Ed, what are your thoughts on 2024 and beyond?
So this is the great awakening. This is what we've been, I feel like we've all been put on this planet for exactly this time. I think this year is going to be there will be lots of chaos, but at the same time, there's going to be, it's the yin and the yang. It's the balance of the good and the evil. I think that this year is going to be the biggest year of revealing the bad characters and the bad actors and everything. People are going to be waking up and they're going to be seeing who's bad and who's good. And it's going to be discernment, the year of discernment and the year of awakening for a certain group of people. You know, I kind of classify it as you have the three groups of people right now on the planet. You have the people in the black group at the lowest. They're the lowest level of awakening. They're the lowest enlightened people. And those people will, you know, they won't make it through. Then you have the big gray area in the middle. Those are the people that are starting to open up right now. And then at the top, you have the white area. Those are the people that have been studying this all along and are not egotistical, but we're there to help guide people. We're the teachers. We're the wise ones of this next generation to hold people's hands so they can wake up and they can come into the light. And so it's already happening, Mike. I mean, you see it. You see the bad characters and bad actors being revealed now every single day. So it's just going to continue, and it's going to continue. And as that continues, more and more people are waking up, especially in our industry, Mike. I think you're going to see a lot of, you're already seeing it, but in the dietary supplement industry, the natural health industry as a whole, there's been a lot of bad actors in this industry for a long time, and they're already starting to be revealed. And the amount of good family-owned, 100% owned people that are in our industry that really care about saving humanity is getting less and less and less and less. I know because I get at least 10 offers a week for our company now. They've been ramping up, trying to buy up every single contract manufacturer, every single nutraceutical company. Yep. And they're getting, you know, we've been asking people to send us over their ingredient list, their country of origin, just like you have. And you know, anytime private equity is involved, it's all big pharma tracing up to BlackRock, and that's it's the I feel like they're trying to contaminate our industry. They have been contaminating our industry. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. I've got a good positive outlook going into 2024. Yes, it's going to be chaotic, but at the same time, we need this. This is how people wake up. Nobody changes. You know, cancer patients who survive say cancer was the best thing that ever happened to them. Addicts that stop their addictions that we've interviewed, you know, they said they had to hit rock bottom. They had to go through the most pain, the most trauma, the most suffering to change. We've got to a point where everybody is addicted. Everybody is controlled mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the only way to shake them out of this, to get to the next level, is through pain and trauma and suffering. Pain and trauma and suffering is not always a bad thing. It is actually a good thing. Sometimes it can save people's lives, and that's what we're going to see in 2024.
Good point. Completely agree with you, Ed. Exactly. All right, same question to Dr. Ely. What do you think we're going to endure in 2024? What's your outlook for humanity on the other side?
I think we're going to punch a bully in the face in 2024. I'm most excited about that. We are going to see justice prevail in the work that we're doing with the grand juries. We are going to see solutions really come to the forefront. All this is about solutions, that it doesn't matter what they concoct. It doesn't matter what they conjure up. We have a solution for it because God wins, you know, into the glory goes God. It's for us to do the work. And for those of us that have the ability to take no offense, to speak truth, to be selfless, and to remain humble. Those of us who have accepted the awesome honor of being friends of God are going to see the greatest experience of our life unfold before our eyes.
Oh yeah,
we are living in the time of our life right now, and I'm privileged to be alive in this time. I'm privileged to know everyone on this interview, and to be a part of something truly special that we will carry with us through eternity. So this is going to be a great experience for us all.
Very wise words, Henry. Thank you for sharing that with us, and look forward to interviewing you separately as well, and also Dr. Schmidt, because this is the first time I've been able to speak to both of you. But Dr. Schmidt, what's your take with the same question then? What do you see for 2024? And also then, you know, beyond that for humanity's future.
Well, thank you. I agree with all of you. I think it's time to buckle up. I think all these things we've been talking about are about to come to fruition. I think a solid, godly foundation, a real foundation, is paramount going forward. And it's time to become more self-reliant and confident. And that should all increase, but also being able to share all this information. So when we share our information, others need to do it as well. So we're all becoming students and teachers even more and more so, and sharing that widespread so we can empower more people to be ready to handle this, because we can't have a shaky foundation going into this next year. We're good. We're going to be great. There are so many solutions, but if you're just out there in the stratosphere, just kind of living in the fear, it's going to be really, really difficult. So we want to pull you into the hope and with the healing for the ages.
Yeah, well said. And I would just add that I think the people that are going to experience the most fear are people who have no idea what's coming. So they're surprised by everything, right?
True.
You know,
That's why this kind of information is so critical to get out to people. It's like, hey, yeah, we're going to have some challenges. There's some tough times. We are under attack as the human species. But guess what? Knowing that, here's what you can do. And that's what this program is all about.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. And thank you to you, too. You do hit a lot of points that we need to be concerned about. But I think people need to know, and they need to know in the way that you present it. And at the end, you just wrap it up so beautifully. Like, you know what? These things don't bury your head on these things. They're important. They're hard, but you have to face them. You have to know they're coming. But at the end, you always wrap it up really nicely. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank all of you for taking the time. And for those of you watching, again, you can watch this entire docuseries for free beginning January 20th, which I believe is a Saturday. It's called Healing for the Ages. One episode will play each day on a continuous loop for 24 hours. Registration is required, but you can watch every episode for free. Just register now at Brighteon University, which is BrightU, just the letter U, BrightU.com. And again, it begins on January 20th. Free to watch. You can also optionally purchase the entire download with some extra bonuses if you wish, and that will help support this platform as well as the content creators of this entire program. So I just want to thank every one of you for joining me today. Brian, Ed, Henry, Jana, it's been an honor and a pleasure. I greatly appreciate you and your love for humanity. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for being a part of the village. It takes a village to save humanity. Thanks for being a part of it, Mike. Yes. We love you, man.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Brian. All right. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon. All right. Take care. What an incredible group we had there today on the show. I'm truly honored here as the founder of Brighteon.com to be able to use this platform for freedom of speech in a pro-humanity way like we just witnessed there. It's these kind of people that give me hope for the future of humankind, literally. There are some days that I question the future of our race, you know what I mean, the entire human race. But it's people like this that just allow me to double down on hope and faith that we can get through this together. And we do have to work together, and that's what we're doing right here with your support. So thank you for joining us today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Take care. I'm happy to announce we have our laundry detergent back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Got it up on my laptop here to show you. Now, you may wonder, like, what's so special about laundry detergent? Well, and we sell it as a pair here, these two, I think it's 5-pound boxes. Yeah, 2 5-pound boxes together. Well, check this out. We are meticulous about the ingredients. This has zero abrasives, no lye, no phosphates, no bleach, no dyes, no perfume. Most people's laundry detergent is a toxic stew of garbage. But if you look at our ingredients here, you can go through these ingredients and you can meticulously research these ingredients as we have done. And you can find out that they're incredibly safe for the environment, safe for you and your skin, and also very effective at cleaning your laundry. You know, a lot of people's laundry detergent is just filled with fragrance chemicals that make their clothes smell better, but it's toxic. You know, all those perfumes, when you perspire, the wetness soaks into your clothes that are soaked in the toxins in the laundry detergent, and then your skin can absorb those toxins, which in many cases with many other products are cancer-causing toxins. That's why we say no synthetic fragrances whatsoever. We want you to be clean, but we also want you to be cancer-free, right? I mean, we don't want to have a product that contributes to your cancer. And so we're very meticulous about the ingredients. This is the laundry detergent that I use, and you know how sensitive I am to artificial fragrance and fabric softeners and all that garbage, which I think is just, you know, poison for consumers, typically what's sold at the main stores out there, you know, the big box stores and so on. If you want to clean up your life, clean up your health habits, it's not enough to just have clean food and clean water. You also need to stop poisoning your laundry. And that means get our laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. It's back in stock now. It's been over 6 months since we even had this in stock. And this is not going to last very long because so many people have been waiting for it. It's difficult for us to get this formulation manufactured and made for us and then delivered to us. And I don't know how long, you know, this is going to last. Get some now while you can. We also have, by the way, automatic dishwasher detergent. We have body soap. We have many other home and personal care products at healthrangerstore.com. And in addition to supporting our platform and our message with your purchase, you're also supporting your own health. You're detoxifying your body. You're going to live a cleaner, healthier, longer life because of avoiding exposure to the toxins that are associated with all kinds of horrible things that happen to people. So clean up your laundry. Get the poison out of your clothing, out of your socks, out of your underwear. And this is how you can do it. Laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. We formulated it. It's manufactured for us. Finally have it back in stock while supplies last. And then it'll probably be gone for 6 more months. So check it out right now, today, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.